Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to my dear friends, Mr. Juan Colon. He is the CEO of DarwinX. Juan, very good morning to you.
Very good morning to everybody.
Right, we're going to talk about two areas today, but I want to kick off. I'm watching Tip TV for the first time. I've seen this name DarwinX. Who are you?
Well, I think we are the first exchange listing traders as a new financial asset class. So anybody can come trade with our FCA-regulated broker, do as best as he can with his own money, and everybody else will be judging how good he is at growing money, and they can buy him as an asset, paying him a 20% success fee under our regulatory umbrella, which de facto amounts to, if you're good, becoming a hedge fund manager from home, charging 20% success fee, with all the hassle, but no more hassle than just trading with a pretty good broker.
Okay, so I used to manage a hedge fund. Yep. Very simply, it was 2 and 20, a 2% up front, 20% on the profits.
Yep.
But I was locked in for 3 months or locked in for 6 months as an investor. Yep. In this situation, because you are regulated, somebody can basically back you as the trader,
yep,
look at your P&L. You're happy for somebody to follow behind you because you're getting a fee.
And because you're protecting your intellectual property, very importantly.
So they're not actually seeing...
They're not seeing the live trades. That's something that really sets us apart from everybody else. Yep.
So nobody can basically break in, hack into your system.
Yep.
And you're regulated. And I guess that you can basically take a break at any point in time without any penalty charges.
There is immediate liquidity to buy and sell as people see fit. As a matter of fact, one thing we've learned is that rather than investors who back the traders no matter what, there's a lot of traders who are trying to outsmart the traders. So there are people who, for instance, buy the good guys,
yep,
but double up once these guys are on drawdowns, and they're doing very well out of it. So
you can effectively short a person?
Well, you will be able eventually. We're working on that. For now, you can't. But right, what you can do is say, well, I'm just going to have 1,000 invested into this guy because I trust him for the long term. But I'll still be watching. And whenever he is in a drawdown, I will invest even more in him because I know because he is good that he'll bounce back.
And
I can trade the trader and improve on his strategy.
Okay, trading the trader. I love it. Okay, part two, I wanted to talk about your take, i.e. DarwinX's take on the FCA's proposed bonus ban. What is that all about?
Yeah, well, for those who are not really following the subject, actually, we have written a blog post on our blog, darwinx.com blog, explaining just this. The FCA have finally decided to step into the whole CFD binaries world. We think this is it's great that they're doing it. One could say even about time, but they are doing it. And I think I have some mixed feelings about what they are doing. So let's start with the positive ones. I think the binaries thing is a foregone conclusion. I think that's a toxic investment. I can't really see the point.
I don't think it's an investment, is it?
It's not even an investment. So, you know, that's gambling, and it should be called gambling, and it should be regulated as such. So, you know, well done on that. I think there's another good thing about it, which is very important, is that there seems to be a concerted approach in all of Europe whereby all regulators are taking a reasonably similar stance on limiting trader downside. So I think Cyprus, which is home to many of the CFD outfits, imposed a leverage cap, which is the same as the one that's been imposed by the FCA. So the fact that they're doing it all at the same time is great. Stopping short of that would have created an even bigger problem by tilting the playing field of brokerage. So that's good. I fundamentally agree with the concept of limiting risk so that people who don't know what they're doing can't hurt themselves.
Yep.
So I buy into that principle, but this is where I agree. So thereafter is where I have several serious issues with what they're proposing. So for people who don't know, what the limit that the FCA have proposed is to limit the leverage that customers can take on according to whether they are novice traders.
Yep.
Or experienced traders. If you are a novice trader, which I think they define as having traded for 1 year or less, the maximum leverage you will be allowed is 25-1.
Okay.
If you are an experienced trader, that will be increased to 50-1, which is a hard cap. Okay. Now, obviously, this is a two-size-fits-all policy, and as a two-size-fits-all policy, it's bound to hit against the limits. I have a fundamental issue, which is even more a political view, that that has an issue with people regulating something beyond a point where I think is reasonable. So let's take it at the extreme. I'm an experienced trader, and I've been trading for a number of years, and I say work in the city, and I just, you know, have a habit of trading the markets for fun. And I put down a deposit which I can totally afford to lose.
Yep.
And now the FCA is telling me, despite the fact that I really know what I'm doing and I'm totally capable of losing the amount that I'm risking, the FCA is imposing a cap on my leverage of 50 to 1. Well, I have an issue with that, both as a broker CEO, but also as a person, really. Because who's to tell me if I've got 1 million euros in my bank account and I've put down 5,000 pounds for punting, and I really want to leverage that because I like that and I know how to do it, who is the anyone to tell me that I can't do that, provided I have shown that I have all the relevant qualifications? So I have a fundamental issue with that. Having said that, it is true that a lot of people lose a lot of money because they're not prepared to trade the market, so something has to be done. So this is not denying the need to intervene, it's just the way that they're intervening. And leverage is an issue. I don't think leverage is a good proxy for risk. So if I have a position with two trades that are negatively correlated to each other, how is that leverage going to be counted? If it's adding the nominal leverage, I could easily hit the 50 to 1, even though there's no real risk in my account.
Yep.
That's a very imperfect proxy of risk, and I'm really curious to see how the fine detail comes into that, because it could be a messy situation. And let's look at the other extreme. So we've done the 50 to 1. There's the issue of the guys who know enough. Why stop those guys from doing what they can do? And then there's the issue with the 25 to 1. So 25 to 1 is still too much if you don't know what you're doing. So
yeah.
They're doing too much at one end and too little at the other end. Let's come back to the two size fits all policy, which is also anchored on leverage, which is a very imperfect proxy for risk. So if I'm a scalper and I take 30 to 1 leverage for 1 minute, well, that's not that much risk, provided you've picked that minute outside of non-farm payroll. If that could be a lot of risk if you're going into non-farm payrolls. It's a very crude way of looking at the risk thing, and I look forward to the actual implementation of that, because it is potentially messy.
Right.
Let's wait and see. Having said that, those are tactical objections. I have a really fundamental objection on this, because implicitly what the FCA are doing is sort of giving up hope on retail traders as a whole. So it's a bit like saying, you know, we think of yourself as a non-mature individual who can't know better, therefore we have to intervene to protect you from your own decisions, which is in itself a low aspiration, if you ask me, and which is looking at limiting the downside. It's a way of saying, well, we know you're going to lose, which is going to stop how much you lose or delay the loss process. And the fact is that I think there's time to fix this thing once and for all. And the big issue underlying all this is that a lot of people lose their shirts for trading with too much risk. And a lot of people are making a lot of money, the exact opposite of people losing their shirts, by market making directly against those customers and keeping those profits.
Yep.
So there's no amount of limiting that incentive that will ever kill that dragon. So you can't tame that dragon, you have to kill it at root. And the fact is, it's not so complex to kill it. It has been killed in futures, it has been killed in equities. What people did is they say, well, we're going to put everybody on an exchange so that everybody trades anonymously against everyone else. No one is going to know what people are up to. There will not be issues with hunting the stops and all sorts of the issues. Moreover, there's no incentive for any broker to incentivize his customers to kill themselves by taking too much leverage. So the first ones who will want to not have losing customers will be the brokers themselves. I'll give you an example. We at DarwinX know that being a 100% DMA broker that sends all the flow to the market,
yep,
is costing us a lot of money per month. So every time I see a losing customer, it's basically money down the drain that will never come back. So we have publicly committed to never making one single cent out of customer losses, and we're doing everything that can be done to teach customers and incentivize customers to trade for the long run and make money in the long run. So if the FCA said something as simple as that, CFDs are a fine financial product They are superior to futures in many ways because, let's face it, a future contract is pretty large. You've got the rollover issue, like who really wants those soybeans? I mean, who's trading futures for the soybeans? It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever to have different contracts with different delivery dates. We would all be much better off facing the fact that we're all speculating. Let's put this speculation into the proper instrument, which is a CFD, and let's define a proper way to set the price for that CFD, and that way has already been invented. It's called an exchange. Everybody lists the limit orders onto that exchange, and it's first come, first served basis, and all these issues go away ad root. Because the brokers want to make long-term business from their customers, there will be no need for the FCA to dictate how much leverage is too much. It will be the broker to advise the customer, saying, well, I don't want to lose you as a customer, and customers who have had too much leverage in the past have lost it, so you should know about it, and please take this course in risk management, because it has been very expensive to get you in the door. I don't want you down the drain in 3 months, because it's actually costing me money.
We're running out of time.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the point. I think this decision, it's good that they're doing something, but if they really want to sort this thing for good, rather than do a fudge on leverage, what they should do would be to say, let's put CFDs on an exchange once and for all, and the issue is sorted.
Well, as always, thought-provoking. When I used to be a broker, CFD used to stand for cash for dealers. Bear that in mind. Juan, as always, thank you for your time.
A pleasure.